The Twilight Zone, 1959, Season 5, Episode 14. You drive. You lock this door with a key of imagination. Beyond is another dimension. Dimension of sound. Dimension of sight. Dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance. Of things and ideas. Just crossed over into the Twilight Zone. Oliver Pope by name. Officer manager by profession. A man beset by life's problems. His job, his salary, the competition to get ahead. Obviously in Mr. Pope's mind. He's not while he's driving. Stop, stop, Oliver Pope. Businessman turned killer on a rain-soaked street. The early morning evening of just another day during just another drive home from his office. Victim, a kid on a bicycle, lying injured near death. But Mr. Pope hasn't time for the victim. His only concern is for himself. Oliver Pope, hit and run driver, just arrived crossroad in his life. He's chosen the wrong turn. If a hit occurred in a world, he knows. But a run will lead him straight into the Twilight Zone. How come you put the car away? I thought we were going to a movie. Oh no, I got a headache. Oh, bad day at the office, Ollie. Yeah, they're all bad. You know that Pete Radcliffe? Well, he's after my job. He didn't impress me as that kind of fellow at all. Please, why do you have to disagree with everything I say? Oh, now, Ollie, you're just tired and cross. You've got a headache. You just take this and you'll feel better. What are you doing? Seeing if you've got a fever. You might have caught that flu bug that's been going around. I'm all right. Please leave me alone. Stop fussing over me. Ollie, somebody's falling around out in the garage. I'll go take a look. Who's out here? There. Who? What was it? Oh, nobody there. What was the light? What was that light I saw? Well, it was the car itself, a faulty connection or something. Lights kept going on and off by themselves. The car shouldn't act like that. Just paid a repair shop $35 to have it put into shape. Didn't see the paper while you were out there, did you? No. Boy's late. I guess it's a rain. There's an accident this evening at the corner of Third and Park. I'm a friend of the family. Could you tell me? How is the boy? Yes, so terrible. Ollie, what on earth is that? Must be some jerk waking people up in the middle of the night. Ollie, that's our home. Isn't it? It isn't possible that about the little boy. Only 12 years old and I didn't expect him to live. I hope they find the man who did it so they can give him what's coming to him. What do you know? How do you know it was a man? Didn't you get that far as a witness? How do you expect to do a day's work? One little piece of toast. I'm going to go into the office today. Yeah, I don't feel very well. Okay, lie down then. I thought you fixed that, I did. You sure wasn't somebody in the garage last night? I told you, it's that car. It's an old car, nothing about it works right. We have had a lot of old cars that don't go honking their heads off in the middle of the night. I'm getting rid of it. Well, I'm going down and have it looked at. Yes, Third and Park. Well, I don't know what's the matter. Just stopped and it didn't start again. Could you please send a tow truck right away? I'm in the middle of the street. Neil, what took you so long? Never had such morning in my life. The car, well, what about the car? Well, it's in the repair shop. I had to take a cab home. What happened? Strangest thing I've ever seen. It all started down here at the corner. I wanted to turn right. I could not make that wheel turn the way I wanted to. And finally, car stalls the intersection. Third and Park stalled? Yes, the converter died. The air was right in the middle of that street, blocking traffic. Why even the police couldn't get it started? What were the police doing there? Oh, it wasn't after me. It's the same corner where a little child was run down the last night. Police said to keep a lookout in case the criminal returns to the scene of crime. They say if they had any leads yet? Well, yes. They're getting close to arrest. Hope they get him. They'll be safe with a madman like that around. I thought you said the car was in a repair shop. Well, it is. What are you trying to do? What are you talking about? You said the car was a repair shop. Well, it was. What's he doing here? Wait a minute. I'll get it. Hello? Yes? Yes, speaking? No, I didn't pick it up. Yes? Yes, I know where it is. It's right here. Didn't one of your men deliver it? No, no, I don't send it either. But I'd like you to send one thing. Don't bother. Send me a bill. You didn't have a car down here long enough to take even look at it over. What do you think about that? Was that the mechanic? He said they lost the car. I know that guy. He's not lost. He's right here. Will you explain to me how he got here? He didn't deliver it. No. It didn't drive itself home. Wait a minute. Don't answer that. Well, why not? Well, all right. If it's for me, just say that I'm not home. Ollie, what on earth is frightening you? Nothing, nothing. I just don't feel like seeing anybody, that's all. I don't know what it is, but if you don't get over the heebie-jeebies, I'm calling a doctor, morning, Mrs. Pope. Well, that's a nice surprise, Ollie here. He's in the living room. Can I see him? Yes, just for a minute. He's kind of under the weather today. He's nothing serious. I guess he's just got a touch of the flu. Guess who's here? Ollie boy. Oh, I'm here. The flu bug got you down. Well, no, not quite. Be back in the morning. Well, I hope so. Gets kind of dull down here. There about you. Okay, what brings you out here, Pete? When you didn't show up to the office, I thought I'd clear up your basket. Keep your hands off my desk. Got some very important correspondence in that basket. None anymore. I took care of it. Your letters, sir, all answered, waiting for a signature. All answered, Ollie. I'm sorry, Ollie. I only wanted you to do you a favour. You can do me a favour. Quit bucking for my job, huh? I take one morning off and you start making noises like your head of the department. You got it wrong, Ollie. I was only trying to help you. Didn't want things to pile up on you. Don't try. Just listen to me. You think I'd enjoy sitting in that office today in your lousy letters? I got better things to do, buddy boy. Nobody's holding you here. Go on then. You bet I will. Pete, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have blown up at him like that. I was like a kid on our block was run down. I knew him. He used to come over and play with my kids. There was one nice, decent, fun-loving, ambitious little kid. Some maniac smashed into him, left him lying there in the rain. I know. I've been reading about it in the papers. Terrible shame. Well, they're watching the corner. You show up, they always do. You don't happen to know how the little boy's getting on, do you? He died, Miss Pope, an hour ago. Oh, well, I see you to the door. I think that's him. That won't do. You're pretty sure that's him, I'm sure. Wait here. Can I see your driver's license? Sure. Mind if I ask why? Where were you last night at 6:15? Home with my wife and kids. The witness says they're wrong. Oliver, what on earth's the matter? Oliver, you arrested that hit night. Run driver, Leo. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Is that any reason for you to look white and ghosts? Man arrested was Pete Radcliffe. Oh, don't believe that. I don't believe that. Here, read it yourself for yourself. Positive identified by an eyewitness that's seen the accident. Can't believe it. You can tell if a man would do such a thing like that. Pete just isn't that type. You don't know him as well as I do. I suppose not. You always have said he was sneaky after your job and all. I don't have to worry about that anymore. Well, how can you take satisfaction out of somebody else's misfortune? I got pleasure out of it. I mean, I don't have to worry about things down the office anymore. Now there's somebody out in the garage. I'm not imagining it this time. There's nobody out there. Are you going to look? That noise could have come from anywhere. Came to the garage. If you're afraid, I'll call the police. No, no. I'll go, where? Who's in here? No, no, Ollie. What? So Nuts got his radio on his eye as it go. Seems to be like coming from the Cassidy's. Oh, hey, hey. You over there, people who are trying to sleep. Got pipe down, will you? Leo, I don't guess they hear me. Better go down there and talk to them. Now, 5 minutes of late news. Arrest has been made in case of driver Jesse Ranner after fatally injuring young Timmy Devers. Suspect Peter Radcliffe of 509 Harborough Street had been positively identified by Miss Muriel Hastings, who witnessed an accident in Section 3rd and not Elm. Funeral services for the victim will take place tomorrow at Trinity Church. We're now 5 minutes of late news. Arrest was made in case of a driver who yesterday ran away after fatally injuring young Timmy Davis. Suspect Peter Redcliffe of 509 Harbour Street. But oh, I was going to surprise you with breakfast in bed. I'm not limited ill. Not hungry either. You know, I still think you ought to call the police. Why, honey? Well, to find out who those about those prowlers in the garage. Been 2 nights running now. I'll tell you what I'll do. When I get back from work tonight, I'll put a lock on that garage door. Bye-bye. Ollie, you better take a raincoat. Radio said Mike, rain. Oh, Lenny's not going to rain. Now, just don't stay down there working if you get tired. You can come on home. All right, Lil. All right, I will. Are you going to drive well? For to take the bus. Why? Well, I don't trust that car. I mean, it's falling apart. Well, we're just going to leave it in the garage? No, no, at foot. You put an ad in the paper. Somebody will take it off our hands. Bye-bye, Lil. Bye, Ollie. Who's there? All persons attempted to conceal Grinnerats. Valving this cut their car. Here, very warned. Check first to see that underneath the chrome, it does not lie conscience. Especially you driving along a round soaked highway in the twilight zone.